Good morning, everyone, and welcome to the conference call to discuss the results of the Grupo Sanborns to discuss the third quarter of 2018. Before we begin, I would like to remind you this call is being recorded and that the information discussed today may include forward-looking statements regarding the company's financial and operating performance. All projections are subject to risks and uncertainties, and actual results may differ materially due to external and internal factors. Please consider that today's conference will be held in Spanish with simultaneous interpretation into English. In case you need assistance during the transmission, please demand help from the operator using *0. With us, we have today the following people. Mr. Mario Bermudez, CFO of Sanborns Group and of Investors Relations, Angelica Piña. I will now turn the call over to Ms. Angelica Piña. Please go ahead, Angelica Piña, and good morning to all of you. In the third quarter of the year, the consolidated total sales of Grupo Sanborns increased 7.1%, reaching 11.8 billion pesos. All the formats increased its sales, with Sears growing 4.0%, Sanborns being stable, Promusa 28.5%, and other formats 9.4%. The consolidated same-store sales increased by 7.7% during the quarter, reflecting higher technology sales at Promotora Musical of Promusa, which was a format that increased 26%, while Sanborns increased 4.3% and Sears 3.1%. Due to a greater contribution of technology and electronic items in the product mix and other costs of sales, the gross margin decreased to 39.5% of sales. Operating income decreased 6.2% with a margin of 7.5%, while EBITDA decreased 3.4% with a margin of 10.2%. The fall in the gross margin explained both results. On the other hand, we controlled the operating expenses, growing less than sales, even with the pre-opening expenses of the integrated stores Sears and Sanborns in Parque Las Antenas Shopping Center, and higher reserves and uncollectible accounts. The comprehensive financing result was positive and higher than the same period of the previous year due to the effects of the exchange rate. Due to the better financial performance, net income increased 1.1%, totaling 697 million pesos. The number of cardholders was 285,000 year over year. The loan portfolio totaled 11.62 billion pesos, with credit revenues increasing 3.5%. The percentage of uncollectible account was 4.9%, increasing with respect to 4.4% of the previous year. We continue improving our collection indicators. The bank debt was zero, and the amount of cash and short-term investments totaled 1.72 billion pesos, decreasing 10.4% with respect to the end of December 2017 due to the opening of the new stores and their corresponding inventories, the payment of liabilities to suppliers, and the payment of dividends. In the third quarter of the year, one Sears and one Sanborns integrated stores were open, as well as three iShop stores. At the end of September, there was 1,215,000 square meters of commercial space. Regarding Galerías Coapa Shopping Center, will reopen one Sears, one Sanborns, one iShop, and one mix-up next week. It is important to emphasize that in regards to the declaration of bankruptcy of Sears United States, this has nothing to do with the operations of Sears Mexico, Sears Operadora Mexico S.A. of Cebes, that has the right to use the Sears brand until 2026. We do not have merchandise assortment problems, nor do we share systems or management team with them. Therefore, we will continue to pay 1% of royalties for the use of the brand. Well, with this, I conclude my general comments. We can now proceed to the Q&A session. Thank you. Right now, if you want to ask a question, please press the asterisk and one on your keypad. press star 1 on your keypad for any questions. We have Miguel from Bancomer.
Hello.
Thanks for the call. I had a couple of questions. The first one was in regards to the brand rights and also analyzing the process in the U.S. Have you considered or do you consider breaking the link with Sears in the U.S. at some point? Or do you think this will remain in similar terms up until 2026? That would be my first question. Mario Bermudez, well, good morning. As we said, we have the right to use the brand up until 2026 right now or so far. We do not want to anticipate to any other event, and I think that we haven't considered any change in regards to the use. We will continue using the Sears brand like this. Okay, and my second question would be in regards to the growth of the portfolio. Could you give us a little bit much more color in regards to the expected growth on the mid-term? And also, could you elaborate on the provisions or assortment? How much are you pressuring on the results and how much did this increase compared with the write-offs? The growth of the portfolio, well, this is Arturo Aguirre. Director, the growth of the portfolio evidently has been flat, or it has been decreasing relatively, and this is due mainly to the fact that the situation that in which we are moving is with although it was much scary in regards to the approval of credits and the market that we have of cardholders, well, it has to be managed carefully because purchases or sales with discounts, well, we have experienced this throughout the year where the competition is offering greater discounts, and also maintaining their portfolio. We, on the other hand, are not offering so many discounts, but we are offering payment terms, and our customers are being balanced. What do we expect in regards to our no payment? Well, right now, portfolio is controlled. We do have some reserves. That are exceeding the reserves we had for last year, and this is covered by 1.3, specifically the debt, 90 days or beyond. The greater portfolio that we have integrated in our portfolio, which is the Sears, is ended up in 3.9 or 4% approximately, which is much better than that of the competition. So we're trying to protect both parts. We are protecting our sales. We are protecting our portfolio. And we're also protecting there's no payment protection. We are in a good range of debt. Evidently, we did not grow our portfolio. It is flat. But we're also trying to settle an equilibrium between the sales of the company. I don't know if I have responded to your question. Yes, thank you very much. Yes, and in regards to the portfolio about the proportions of months without interest, yes, that portfolio that is given to months without interest, well, that with interest is 37%. With interest. And the competition Well, you can observe the difference with them. This is due to the fact that, well, the competition is in a range of 43 or 44%. We call it productive. And this is the equilibrium or the balance of the sales strategy. The one selling with greater promotions and less interest, well, they will have a more productive portfolio, definitely. Correct, right? Yes. My last question would be related to the gross margin that in this case... had questions in regards to the operative margins, but I want to ask you the perspective for the fourth quarter and facing 2018, do you expect to have the same pressure on the margins or to grow? The gross margin was calculated, well, we definitely had a diminishment by having more shares of, with less added value. Definitely there is an impact created, but it's also important. The impact of the mixture where the credit is participating, this is the one that impacted us the most, as Arturo is saying. Very shortly in the last quarter, we expect to have an increase of the portfolio, an increase in the credit income. I mean, that increase, well, definitely the mixture of shares of the credit income will grow, and we expect to have that added value that we had last year during that same quarter. Thank you very much for your answers. Thanks, Miguel. Right now we have Miguel Montes from Credit Suisse. Hello, Maria Angelica, and thanks for taking my question. I just wanted to ask in regards to the growth of the sales ceiling. I wanted to know if you could give us some perspective about what you see, how you see this on the rest of the year, and on which format do you see the greatest growth. By the end closure, basically we have the reopening, partly, of what is Galeria Cuapa, with Sears, Sanborn, and iShop, a mix-up. We have not considered any other reopening for this closure of 2018. Thank you. Once again, if you have any other questions, please press star and 1 on your phone. Right now we have Miguel from Bancomer. Miguel, to you. Miguel, the line is yours. Just a follow-up related to the openings and CapEx for 2019. What should we expect? We consider, and we are expecting, a CapEx of around 2 billion pesos by 2019. Yes, I just have to add that we would be opening stores, integrated stores of Sears and Sanborn. We are bringing some remodeling, greater remodeling that are pending by for 2019, both in Sears and my shop. And I think that would account for most of the CapEx for next year. Also, the opening of stores, but integrated stores. That will be the 2 billion pesos for 2019. Integrated stores, extensions, and remodeling to the current stores that we already have in the market. Okay? Right. In the expansion chart plan, is here I'm seeing three big remodelings in 2019. To be carried out. In terms of integrated stores, do you have any planned number? No, in regards to integrated stores, we don't have an exact figure to give you, but as soon as we have that figure or number, we will send it to you. The idea, Miguel, is to have a couple per year, because obviously we are assessing the profitability per square meter, both at time work and figures. So the idea is that those stores that were open in this expansion term will be assessed and to produce a maximum profitability according to the category. So actually, the new integrated stores will just be a patch, or we'll just have a couple for next year. And the last question would be, in terms of the channel, what would be the growth in this quarter? What was the result of the growth during this quarter? We are managing a double-digit growth accumulated. We are in radius of 18 and 20% growth. Perfect. Thank you very much. Now we have Carlos Amorcillo from Active News. Thank you. Good morning. Well, following with the integrated stores, could you tell us a little bit more about how many of them have been opened so far and approximately what is your impression about the performance of the two formats within these integrated stores? Thank you. These stores were opened 2 years ago with our first store, which was integrated, which was a year ago World Trade Center. We have World Trade Center. We have Parque Las Antenas. We have Parque Puebla. We have, if I'm not wrong, A Veranda. Among four or five stores that we are working on, what we have seen is that profitability or productivity has been excellent. Therefore, we would like to continue this same path of trying to look for this new format of integrated stores. Hi, Carlos. The idea of having an integrated store is that, well, also to leverage on the trend of having a resting area and also a food area in the department. So what we did was when we mixed them, well, we reduced certain categories in San Francisco, for instance, categories, records, electronics. So if you visit Puerta Vaca Veranda Avería, you would see much more chocolate, bakery, pharmacy, dermacosmetics. That what obviously they do is not to duplicate with Sears departments, but instead they complement it. And we also maintain space for candies at Sears. So that was the idea, to have a San Burns that was more productive with more accessories, more perfume, but specifically eliminating the categories of records, electronics, photographs, and increasing also the bakery, chocolate, dermacosmetic, pharmacy. So they complement very well, and as Mario said, we have had a better response to this. Both stores have their own access, so the Sandburst opens much earlier for the breakfast, and then you can enter the department stores at 11 a.m., and they are connected in the inside, so it has had a very good response and acceptance and a very fresh image in these stores that I was mentioning, A Veranda, Parque Puebla. So, Angelica, you would say that you have a better performance in the stores due to the synergies and the traffic implied in having the stores together. Yes, I think that the synergy has been good or has worked well. It does have an impact in the sales figures in the stores, and we're managing, as Angelica is saying, we are dividing the sections that have high added value. And also, as we mentioned, the same store sales of members have improved. Right now it's 4.3 in the trimester accumulated, in the quarter accumulated. Some bring 3.6, and we expect to close the year with the same levels. And also, it has provided good results. You can see in the same store sales. That's why we continue implementing this format. There won't be any Sandburst closers. Those that were closed, that was it. And I think that with that, we have seen better numbers at Sandburst. All right, thank you very much. Right now, we have no further questions. I will turn the call back to Angelica Pena so that she provides the closer remarks. Well, once again, thanks once again for your interest and for connecting. If you have any additional questions, please reach us by phone or send us an email. Have a great day.